For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shock, anger, sadness. How many people describe their feelings after the shooting at the Butler Farm Show rally of former President Donald Trump on Saturday evening, and the aftermath and reality for Corey Comparator, as you heard, detailed with Tamira Rush, and everybody wanting to know the why. And that focuses on Thomas M. Crooks. And joining us from KDK-TV is Megan Schiller. Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
I know you had worked, obviously, with CBS Network as well yesterday, trying to frame the profile of Thomas M. Crooks. And what did you discover?
We had to talk to a lot of his classmates, a lot of people that walked the halls with him and remembered him from different classes. And, you know, we got some varying responses from people. Everyone had a different memory, but there were some consistencies. We talked to classmates who said that he was extremely intelligent, that he didn't have the most friends, that he was very quiet but polite. And they said that he had just a love of history and of government. And essentially, even though he was quiet and reserved, not anyone that put up any red flags, you know, that situation where you'd hear and say, oh, yeah, I believe that. They said they didn't have that feeling when they heard that it was their classmate that did this.
Megan, I read a report in, I think it was the New York Post, that said that the young man tried to become a member of the shooting team, but he couldn't qualify. Had you heard
right.
about that?
Yeah, we actually were digging into that with the KDK investigators, and then they also, CBS sent a team of their investigators on the field, and we were tag-teaming it, and we made contact with the member of the varsity rifle team at Bethel Park, because these rifle teams now are more and more common in high schools across, you know, the nation. It's not just Bethel Park, and he had tried out, and he didn't make it. That was his freshman year. And that member said he never came back in subsequent years to try out again. He described him as a, quote, bad shot, which is why he didn't make the team. But, I mean, we did then later confirm that he was a member of a local gun club in Clareton. And so he clearly then did continue shooting, although he didn't make the team in Bethel Park.
And he just graduated 2 years ago from Bethel Park High School. Internationally, nationally, people want to know, I know the security breach, how does a young man with an AR assault rifle get up on a rooftop 148 yards away from a former president and current presidential candidate? We haven't had the answers to that yet. But then beyond that, Megan, as you know, they want to know, were there any ties to any other organization, or was he assisted in any way? And so far, it doesn't appear that's the case, does it?
Right. Justice Department officials, they first grabbed his phone. So they said he didn't have any identification on him. So they had to use, you know, their fancy tech to positively identify him. Then they had his phone. The Justice Department sent that off to the lab in Quantico, Virginia, the FBI lab. And they're looking through to see, does he have anything concerning? You know, they said he did have social media, even though you haven't really seen much about it. So whatever he was using, it wasn't readily available to the public, but they're looking to see, is there anything concerning? I mean, it's at last check, they're saying nothing. They're saying no motive yet. They say everyone's being cooperative in terms of his family members, and no one has come out of the woodwork yet saying that he was a member of any, you know, radical or any extremism or anything like that. So.
What?
That'll come out today, hopefully.
What kind of a political footprint did this kid have?
Well, you know, so everyone that I was talking to, they said, oh, he loved history, he loved government. And I said, oh, okay, well, you all remember back to your high school days where you'd have, like, mock debates, or, you know, you would know who the liberals were, who the conservatives were, even in high school. a couple people said that they didn't really think he came out strongly on either side. They said he just was the kid that when everyone else in the class didn't know the answer in history class, he did. Crooks knew the answer. I did see CBS talk to one student late last night, though, that said when they made the kids stand on one side of the classroom or the other to signal their support or opposition for a given proposal, most of the kids would go on the liberal side. And they said Crooks, no matter what, always stood his ground on the conservative side, which would make a little more sense given the fact that we did confirm he was registered Republican.
And I would imagine that the neighbors, as you reported, Megan, were told to evacuate overnight Saturday for concerns there may be a bomb. Whatever developed with that part of the story?
Yeah, and they definitely were not happy about that, the neighbors. They were messaging me late into the night. We know rudimentary bomb-making material was found at the gunman's home and in his vehicle, but the key is, like, bomb-making material, right? Not an active, already-made bomb ready to go off in 5 seconds. But, you know, those neighbors didn't get back in until around 10 o'clock last night. Some of them had medical devices they needed, inhalers, medications, so they were pretty upset. But they're back in now, and, you know, that just begs to differ. Yeah, what exactly is bomb-making material specifically? How much did he have? These are all still questions that we have, you know, this morning.
And finally, Megan, what about his parents? What do we know about his family life?
Well, you know, when I was talking to the neighbors, they said that the family was just a really nice family. They feel really bad for the parents, and they feel really bad that they're kind of now at the focus of this. And there are so many people that are trying to access the parents and obviously ask them why and try to put blame on them. I know that we were digging into the registration, the Pennsylvania registration of both of the parents as counselors, registered with the state, active registrations, and kind of the irony of that, right, with their skills in that field and then this happening with their son. No one's, to my knowledge, made direct content or done any interviews yet with the parents. They were asking when they were first contacted just for some time and some space to figure out, quote, you know, what was going on, is what the father said when contacted. So we do know they're cooperating and trying to help law enforcement as they try to figure out what led up to this.
And they believe that the weapon, the AR, assault
yes.
rifle, was registered to the father. Is that correct?
Yes, legally registered to him. And, you know, I remember yesterday we were calling around a lot of the local, like, Bethel Park gun shops. Everyone we talked to denied, you know, being the one that at least that sold it to the dad. But again, you know, these are people that have no criminal record. So, they, you know, the dad, to our knowledge, would not have, you know, popped up any flags when trying to get a weapon for himself.
Well, he apparently the weapon was purchased legally by the father. So. Well, Megan, we appreciate it. We know you've had a very, very long day yesterday, certainly, and thank you for joining us this morning, and look for more with Megan Schiller on KDK-TV. Thank you.
Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.